Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin circles around $28,000. I'm also going to be sharing with you a $41,000 intermediate target for the King Crypto. And quoting Max Keiser, warmongers can't confiscate your Bitcoin and buy guns and kill people with it. Preach. He also says that no nation, once adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender, has ever gone to war. If you want peace, go Bitcoin. Fiat money always leads to war and violence. Capiche? Unconfiscatable Bitcoin monetizes peace and love. Also in today's show, pro XRP lawyer John Deaton slams Sam Bankman-Fried sympathizers. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin about to head north as several indicators are lining up for the King Crypto, according to top crypto analysts. I'm also going to be sharing with you Max Keiser's $220,000 short-term Bitcoin price prediction. I'm also going to be sharing Arthur Hayes. He says that AI, artificial intelligence, and historic money printing will create the most epic bull market for crypto. In fact, he's predicting a $750,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2026. I'm also going to be sharing with you Kathy Wood of ARK Invest. She says the odds are going up for a spot Bitcoin ETF approval. She also says she is confident in the Bitcoin price reaching $1.5 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome, everyone. Happy Sunday. Today is October 8th, 2023. I'm your host, JV, and this is podcast episode number 1425. We have lots to discuss. So without further ado, let's dive into today's Bitcoin market watch. As you can see here on Coin360, many of the top cryptos are correcting and in the red, including Bitcoin hovering just under 28,000, along with BNB, XRP, and Cardano, while Ethereum and Solana are breaking out, but barely in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.09 trillion with roughly $17.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance still on the climb, on the cusp of hitting 50%. We're literally at 49.9% according to CoinMarketCap, with the Ether dominance, which has been on the decline at 18% even. How high do you think this Bitcoin dominance is likely to climb against the altcoin market for this cycle? Please let me know in the chat. And at the end of the show, I'll read everyone's comments out loud. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we got Basic Attention Token leading the pack up 5%, trading above 18 cents, followed by Lido DAO up 3%, trading at $1.61, followed by Clayton up 3%, trading just north of 12 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, you can see we got a sea of green, but also a mixture of bloodshed. We got Lido DAO and Clay look like to be the top gainers for the week. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're dead in the middle with a 50, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 49, last week a 48, and last month a 46 in fear. So there you have it, fam. How many of you are bullish for the King Crypto now that we're in October? Let me know in the comments below. And now let's dive into our Bitcoin technical analysis as we do each and every day here on the channel. Let's break this baby down. Bitcoin kept up renewed pressure on $28,000 into the October 8th weekly close as geopolitical uncertainty entered the trader's radar. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph and TradingView showed Bitcoin price performance avoiding a downside of volatility. Over the weekend, we had Bitcoin slash USD recovering from a snap retest of 27,000 a couple of days ago on October 6th, thanks to the surprise United States employment data, which diverged policy tweaks by the Federal Reserve. Now the 28,000 resistance formed the main point of interest for market participants going into the new week. And in the lower time frames, analysis of exchange order books, popular trader Skoo said the major bidding power was still required in order to flip $28,000 into support, quoting the analyst here. So on the long time frames, we can see clearly the market is still trading 28,000 as resistance, going to require a big spot buyer to crack that area. In my opinion, perps are shorting every low time frame bounce into 28,000 as well.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And fellow trader Dan Crypto Trades cautioned the ongoing short Bitcoin should a sudden breakout occur, as this might form the start of further upside, quoting him here. I will say that with Bitcoin sitting around this big 28,000 level, which has the daily, weekly 200 moving average sitting there, I am personally not very keen on shorting any deviations above. In the past, we have often seen a weekend breakout at these kind of spots, which tends to not retrace as easily as they otherwise would. And we also have an accompanying chart showing around the CME price as best practice during a ranging and choppy environment. We are still in such an environment, but that would likely change upon a strong break above this region, hence me not being too eager to short immediately in case we'd see a weekend pump. I also think you got to be crazy to be shorting Bitcoin at a time like this, but that's just me. Now, in the wake of new events in Israel, others meanwhile flag geopolitical instability as a potential Bitcoin price catalyst to come. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, now market perspective is going to be a volatile week. My idea is that Bitcoin continues the upward grind and potentially reaches $30,000 as worldwide uncertainty grows. And I am sure you have all seen the devastation of what's happening between Israel and Palestine right now. Van de Pop previously forecast a trip beyond the 30,000 mark in October, traditionally Bitcoin's strongest calendar month, hence why we call it October. You know what I mean? And check out this analysis from Titan of Crypto. He says Bitcoin 41,000 intermediate target in play. A bull flag is forming on the 2 weekly chart. If it were to play out, it would catapult the Bitcoin price to $41,000. Imagine the smell in an environment of gloom and doom announcements. Well, we got to consider Bitcoin is on its own vector. Anything is possible. The current high for this cycle, I should say for this year thus far, is just south of $32,000. I feel once we can recapture that, we can head on up to $40,000 above and beyond. Now let's break down some information Max Kaiser shared over on X, which I'll read out loud here. He wrote, "Warmongers can't confiscate your Bitcoin and buy guns and kill people with it. That's a fact." Max also says that no nation, once adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender, referring to El Salvador, has ever gone to war. If you want peace, go Bitcoin. Fiat money always leads to war and violence. Capiche? Unconfiscatable Bitcoin monetizes peace and love. Facts. So shout out to the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser. So there you have it, fam. Let me know how many of you are currently bullish on that king crypto. And now let's break down our next story of the day. And that's XRP pro attorney John Deaton slamming SBF sympathizers, which is quite interesting. As you know, the ongoing lawsuit continues in trial in court with SBF. Attorney and crypto advocate John Deaton criticizes supporters of former CFP FTX CEO Bankman-Fried during his ongoing trial related to the crypto collapse FTX. In a post, Deaton says that those characterizing SBF as a well-intentioned individual who made errors are unfit to manage people's finances. Facts. He suggested that such sympathizers should not be considered for interviews with prominent television shows like CBS's 60 Minutes. A divide has emerged within the crypto community, with some deeply concerned about SBF's alleged investor fraud charges, while others attempt to portray him positively in the media. Very interesting. The same media that once called Bankman-Fried the Michael Jordan of crypto. Even after FTX's bankruptcy filing, SBF continued to participate in interviews and was often depicted as a crypto hero, sparking backlash from the Web3 community. Here's the actual tweet from Deaton. People who believe SBF fraud is a good guy who made mistakes and FTX grew too fast and it got away from him should never be in charge of other people's money and certainly should never be interviewed by 60 Minutes or any other news outlets. And yes, his parents are 100% complicit. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that statement by Deaton. I agree 100%. I think his parents knows what's good. FTX had successfully recovered over $7 billion worth of assets. However, there is a growing call for SBF's sentences to act as a deterrent for other industry innovators. Deaton is also resolute in holding Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried, SBF's parents, accountable. Despite FTX's present leadership pursuing a legal case against them, no regulatory agency has initiated legal action against SBF's parents. I wonder why. Maybe they're all interconnected. Deaton believes that Bankman and Fried share full responsibility for their son's alleged crime. A view shared by others in the industry. That's why I want to know your thoughts, fam. Let me know in that chat. And according to Bloomberg, Stanford University decided to return the entirety of donations received by FTX, amounting to roughly $5.5 million. And I read yesterday that Stephen Curry, considered the greatest basketball player of our generation, definitely the greatest shooter of all time, he was paid, he disclosed, $35 million from FTX to be an ambassador. And in return, all he had to do was put in 20 hours worth of promotion over the course of so many years. So you can see they were handing out money hand over fist because they can print unlimited amounts of their scam token, FTT. So it's a damn tragedy. We'll see how this plays out. A big week ahead in the courts as Caroline Ellison is going to be testifying against Bankman-Fried. And we know they also dated. I think she is going to throw SBF under the bus because SBF already threw her and Gary Wang under the bus. And just the other day, Gary Wang also testified against Bankman-Fried, said he knew damn well what he was doing. So there you have it, fam. How do you think it'll play out for SBF? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss some more bullish technicals for the King Crypto and why a bull run is amongst, you know what I mean, the corner. We're about to climb and go parabolic. Wiley followed crypto analysts as the number of high time frame indicators are currently suggesting the Bitcoin's bear market is over and an expansion upward is imminent. Send it and let's go. I also agree that we likely, when we hit that bottom of 15,700 in the fourth quarter of last year, I felt like the bull market started and commenced since then. And this year already, we're up pretty substantially, still up like, I don't know, something like 60% or something like that. So let's see if we continue to climb higher, fam. Anyways, Synonymous analyst Tech Dev tells his followers that Bitcoin is in the same situation now, which it was before the 2016 and 2020 bull market kicked off. And how many of you were around for the 2016 and 2020 bull markets? Let me know, fam. Tech Dev shares a chart with the monthly candles, Bollinger Bands, and an additional indicator showing the logarithmic width between the bands relative to the 200-month moving average. The chart, which you can see here on your screen, appears to suggest that Bitcoin's Bollinger Bands, which measures the relative volatility, compressed enough to foreshadow a likely breakout to the upside. Send it, let's go. Quoting the analyst here, what Bitcoin has looked like before heading north. Can you say deja vu? You see those three yellow arrows on your screen? You already know. The closely followed analyst says that both Bitcoin and the altcoin market are simultaneously jockeying for breakouts. He compares Bitcoin with others, a chart that measures a market cap of all the crypto assets except for Bitcoin and Ethereum. And according to the trader, Bitcoin established support at the beginning of the long-term bullish impulse while others have broken a downward resistance as outlined in these charts. Bitcoin and alts are lining up. Let's go. Now, earlier in the year, Tech Dev said that Bitcoin had checked the three-prong signal, which preceded each of Bitcoin's four all-time high runs. So there you have it, fam. How many of you are anticipating a new all-time high for the King crypto? Let me know. And how high do you think we're likely to climb for this cycle peak? Next up, we're going to be discussing a prediction from the one and only high priest of Bitcoin, and that's Max Keiser, projecting his short-term target for Bitcoin of $220,000 per coin. Let's break this down. And again, shout out to the one and only high priest. Max is a Bitcoin enthusiast and crypto advisor to the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, and recently made the bold prediction of where the Bitcoin price could be heading, joining other experts and making some eye-popping guesses. In the tweet made on X, Keiser confidently stated he thinks Bitcoin's price will go up a lot, reaching an impressive $220,000 per Bitcoin. Meanwhile, his statement came after reading a CNBC article about the current financial market, which is facing some challenges due to worries about the economy and rising prices. However, he didn't say exactly when this target will happen, but eventually Keiser has had been a big supporter of Bitcoin for quite some time. In 2011, he called it the currency of the resistance and one of the biggest stories of the decade. So he's ultimately been telling you to buy Bitcoin back since when it was like a dollar. Insane, right? How many millionaires are responsible for being created due to Max and Stacy and the Keiser report? Let me know, fam, if you're one of them. His recent prediction seems to be based on the idea that the central banks worldwide will print lots of money. Not surprising, right? Leading to a massive increase in the supply of money. That's where Bitcoin comes in. It's seen as a way to protect your money from losing value when the prices go up. That's right. Bitcoin is the ultimate hedge against inflation. So apparently, not everyone agrees with Max's rosy outlook when it comes to the Bitcoin price action and inflation. Nicholas Merton, who I would consider a Bitcoin perma bull, and other experts, so-called experts on crypto, think the rise in prices could actually be a problem for BTC. He suggests that people who control the money might need to do something about it, like raising the interest rates, which could make it harder for the Bitcoin price to go up. We also have Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone, who has shared some concerns. He says that if interest rates go up, the Bitcoin price might go down. And one last thing to keep in mind, Bitcoin isn't all by itself. It's connected to other things happening in the financial world. And when big things happen in regular money or stocks, it can affect Bitcoin too. So even if Bitcoin is digital and fancy, it's still a part of the bigger picture. But if you actually do the math, what's the alternative? Where can you park cash right now and not lose 20% of its value due to inflation or hyperinflation? The alternative is gold, but gold is a terrible alternative because the gold prices are also manipulated. Hence why JP Morgan Chase got caught spoofing the precious metal markets and had to pay north of a $900 million fine. They literally got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. So you can't make this stuff up. When do you feel that Max Keiser's 220,000 Bitcoin price prediction is likely to come a reality? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss a $750 to $1 million price prediction and the latest from the BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes. And then we'll dive into the latest from Kathy Wood of ARK Invest and her $1.5 million price target. And then we'll wrap up the show with our live Q&A as we do each and every day. So here's the latest from Arthur Hayes. He says that two key catalysts will spark an epic bull market for the digital asset industry. How many of you are ready for this bull run, fam? Make some noise. In a new interview with Crypto Banter, Hayes says that the commercialization of artificial intelligence, better known as AI, and historic money printing by the Federal Reserve, better known as money printer go brrr, will lead to a massive bull run for the crypto assets, quoting Arthur here. So I had this thesis I presented at Token 2049 called Double Happiness, and it was all about the bull market we are about to experience, that we're on the cusp of, and it's a combination of the most amount of money ever printed in human history in a 2 to 3 year period, and the commercialization of AI, and how that relates to crypto as the most transformative technological development that has ever happened in human history. These two things combined are going to produce the most epic bull market in crypto and just about everything else that's sort of a risky asset around the world. And according to Arthur Hayes, the economic powerhouses such as the US, Europe, and China are going to be issuing ridiculous amounts of debt, which will work in the favor of digital assets. Quoting him again, I did the research into how much debt is actually going to be issued by the US, China, Europe, and Japan, and it surprised me to the upside. It's just so ridiculous how much money is going to be printed over the next 2 to 3 years while the central banks try to save the government bond markets that I guess I am just so bullish on Bitcoin, certain crypto stocks, and so bearish on fiat just because there's going to be an umpteenth more trillions of dollars of it. So there you have it, fam. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. And to watch this video he recently did in this interview, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's dive a step deeper, as he recently made a very bold prediction as well that the Bitcoin price is likely to soar up to as much as $1 million within the next 3 years by the year 2026. That's right. In a recent interview, Arthur Hayes boldly projected the mind-boggling price range of a $750 to $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2026. Known for his unapologetic and often controversial statements, Hayes says once again he caught the attention of the crypto community. And when asked about his rationale behind such a staggering forecast, he confidently stated the following: "I think it'll be the biggest boom in financial markets we have ever seen in human history." Very bold words. Such a statement may sound hyperbolic to some, but considering the meteoric rise of Bitcoin over the past decade, it is not entirely implausible. Fact, from the bottom 14 years ago to the top of 69,000, Bitcoin already appreciated 69,000,000%. So let's not forget that. Hayes pointed out that Bitcoin's limited supply, capped at 21 million coins, combined with increase in global demand, will inevitably drive its price to unprecedented heights. He emphasized that as more institutional investors incorporate enter the space, the scarcity of Bitcoin will become even more pronounced, leading to a surge in its valuation. Basic stock to flow, supply, demand. And can you say supply shock incoming? There's currently less than 2 million Bitcoin sitting on the exchanges. And next year, we have two major catalysts, which we know are incoming. Bitcoin halving scheduled to take place in April of 2024, and also the approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF. So let's freaking go. And our next story of the day with Kathy Wood, we're going to be diving a little deeper into what that looks like and what it equates to for the price action. Now, while some skeptics argue the Bitcoin's volatility and regulatory uncertainties could hinder the growth, Hayes remains unfazed. He believes that the crypto ecosystem matures and regulatory clarity improves, Bitcoin will become a staple investment for retail and institutional investors. And as the Bitcoin industry continues to evolve and gain mainstream recognition, many experts and analysts have offered their projections for the future price of the crypto. While author's projection of $750,000 to $1 million per Bitcoin by the time of 2026 has garnered attention, it is essential to consider other general trends and projections in the industry. One common trend that experts highlight is the increasing institutional adoption of Bitcoin. Over the past years, major institutions like PayPal, Square, and Tesla have embraced Bitcoin as the legitimate asset class. This institutional interest has seen a significant driver for the Bitcoin price growth, bringing in more liquidity and credibility to the market. And of course, we now have a dozen applications from major institutions for a spot Bitcoin ETF. And another factor that experts consider on the ongoing narrative of Bitcoin as a store of value against a hedge for inflation, as governments worldwide continue to print fiat currencies at unprecedented rates, many individuals and institutions see Bitcoin as a way to protect their wealth from the potential devaluation, as Michael Saylor once called it, the melting ice cube. Keeping your hard-earned cash in the bank is no different than watching a melting ice cube melt. Preach. However, it's important to note that projecting the Bitcoin price accurately is challenging due to various factors, including market volatility, regulatory developments, technological advancements, and macroeconomic conditions, which all shape the crypto's future price trajectory. Therefore, it is crucial to cautiously approach any price predictions and projections and consider multiple perspectives when making an investment decision. So there you have it. Now let's break down our featured story of the day and the latest from Kathy Wood of ARK Invest, projecting the Bitcoin price is likely to hit $1.5 million per BTC. Let's break this baby down, shall we? And welcome those just joining us and tuning in. Make sure to say hello in the live chat. And at the end of the show, I'll read everyone's comments out loud. So as you can see here on your screen, this is the one and only Kathy Wood, early Bitcoin adopter and very savvy investor. And now US-based ARK Invest last month announced its entry into Europe and said the odds are going up that the Securities and Exchange Commission, better known as the SEC, will approve her firm's application for the spot Bitcoin ETF. Let's go. Now, ARK Invest, which last month announced it had acquired the UK-based Rise ETF to assist with its push into Europe, filed an application with the US regulators in April to launch a spot Bitcoin ETF with Switzerland-based 21 shares. The SEC has yet to approve a string of spot Bitcoin ETF apps that it had received from asset managers, including the likes of BlackRock, the world's largest, Invesco, Fidelity, and VanEck. We're talking about behemoths. Last month, the SEC delayed its decision on ARK Spot Bitcoin ETF and now has until January 10th of next year to make up its mind. Quoting her here, we're partnering with 21 shares in the United States, hoping to launch a Bitcoin ETF. And if it's ever approved by the SEC, we think the odds are going to go up and that it will be approved, Wood said during a media call 3 days ago on October 5th. The acquisition of Rise, which manages $450 million across 11 European ETFs, gives ARK Invest directly entry into the European market and a platform from which to launch and distribute products globally. The deal, which was brokered in just a few months, also raised the prospect of ARK launching crypto-focused products over in Europe. UK, let's go. In the US, meanwhile, Wood's flagship $8 billion ARK Innovation ETF includes Coinbase and Block amongst its top 10 holdings. Wood is also one of the biggest Bitcoin champions. Let's go, champs. She has previously predicted the Bitcoin price can top $1 million by 2030, and it's currently trading, as we know, just shy of $28,000. There are already several crypto exchange traded products on offering the European investors, with firms such as WisdomTree, Fidelity, Invesco, and GlobalX among some of the providers that offer them. Wood said that any crypto-focused products would probably see ARK Invest relying on their expertise of 21 shares rather than trying to create products from scratch. However, Wood said she did not anticipate any problems, including indirect crypto plays within any product ARK Invest Europe might roll out. In Europe, quoting her here, my sense is there won't be any issue, but we are still working through this with our partners who are speaking with the regulators. Now, Stuart Forbes, the co-founder of Rise ETF, said the firm was looking at ARK's existing fund lineup into the US to determine which ones are right for the European market. That one is very much in contemplation, he said, referring to the flagship ARK Innovation ETF. Now, let's specifically break down this $1.5 million price prediction and how the numbers take us there. Now, ARK Invest Management, better known as ARK Invest, is now more confident in the Bitcoin price now reaching $1.5 million per coin. That's right. Earlier this year, she even got more bullish, upping her prediction from $1 million to $1.5 million. The firm's CEO, Cathie Wood, said in an interview on Bloomberg, our confidence had increased towards the bull case. Now, the bull case, which she referred to as one of the three scenarios which ARK Invest outlines in its annual Big Ideas 2023 that was published back in February of this year. In the firm's base case scenario, the price of Bitcoin is projected to reach $682,800 by the end of 2030, which you can see here in this chart, while the bull case scenario envisions Bitcoin soaring to $1.48 million per coin in the same period. And then the base case, again, is $682,000 in the middle. The bull case is on the right, $1.48 million. And then we have the bear case, which is the worst possible scenario, still shows Bitcoin hitting $258,500 by the year 2030. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this outlook. Now, Wood attributed the increased bullishness in Bitcoin to the regional banking crisis we experienced back in March, when several major banks failed, including Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. As the regional banks are going bankrupt and stocks are imploding across the board, Bitcoin rallied from $19,000 to $30,000, the ARK Invest CEO noted, emphasizing the following, that was the flight to safety. That is the insurance policy that we believe everyone will want at the end of the day. So stack that BTC and get your insurance policy, folks. Multiple people have warned that more banks are about to fail, including Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, economist Peter Schiff, the notorious Bitcoin troll. He believes that all the banks will fail and people will suffer mass losses as the banking crisis unfolds. Wood highlighted the Bitcoin is an insurance policy against two things. Firstly, she emphasized its role in protecting against wealth confiscation. Preach. Whether through direct means or through inflation. And secondly, in a deflationary environment, Bitcoin serves as a hedge against counterparty risk. Facts, emphasizing the decentralized and transparent nature of BTC. ARK Invest's executive believes that a repeat of the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009 will not happen. We won't have an 08-09 with Bitcoin. Everything is decentralized and transparent. No obfuscation, she stressed. So there you have it. And if you want to dive even deeper into the mathematics beyond how she reached this conclusion of $1.48 million in their bullish case for ARK Invest, check the show notes below the video in the description for the full breakdown. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.